March 19, the throne of grace, prayers like fragrant incense. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Revelation 8:3. True prayer takes hold upon omnipotence and gives us the victory. Upon his knees the Christian obtains strength to resist temptation. The silent, fervent prayer of the soul will rise like holy incense to the throne of grace and will be as acceptable to God as if offered in the sanctuary. To all who thus seek him, Christ becomes a present help in time of need. They will be strong in the day of trial. It is a wonderful favor for any man in this life to be commended of God, as was Cornelius. And what was the ground of this approval? Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Acts 10:4. Neither prayer nor almsgiving has any virtue in itself to recommend the sinner to God. The grace of Christ through his atoning sacrifice can alone renew the heart and make our service acceptable to God. This grace had moved upon the heart of Cornelius. The Spirit of Christ had spoken to his soul. Jesus had drawn him, and had he yielded to the drawing, his prayers and alms were not urged or extorted from him. They were not a price he was seeking to pay in order to secure heaven, but they were the fruit of love and gratitude to God. Such prayer from a sincere heart ascends as incense before the Lord, and offerings to his cause and gifts to the needy and suffering are a sacrifice well-pleasing to him. Prayer and almsgiving are closely linked together, the expression of love to God and to our fellow men. They are the outworking of the two great principles of the divine law. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mark 12:30 and 31. Thus, while our gifts cannot recommend us to God or earn his favor, they are an evidence that we have received the grace of Christ. They are a test of the sincerity of our profession of love.